Hey, Bert, as the Evergreen said, you know, these ET civilizations have been out there for 360 million years, millions and billions of years, looking to figure out where things happened or how it all happened, and they never got a good source. Bob comes up with the secret source. Even the mountain wants it, and they got to come here. They're shocked at where it showed up, but I have the goods that everybody's looking for trillions of years.
hey, but Ion, your answer about Bob just popped in another question. Is Bob from a solar system? Is the question.
No. He's not.
Can you give words to where Bob is from? He emanates from. I mean,
Alpha Centauri.
Alpha Centauri. I've heard that before.
That came up a couple weeks ago. Ion went on about they would never really take Paul Shockley seriously, but he did say something about Alpha Centauri that they were impressed with, and I didn't know what you just said, so that's interesting. Shockley, I don't know what he said about Alpha Centauri.
Who is the questioner that was here just before that knew everything about questions it could ever be?
You mean before Linda?
No, Linda. Okay, now see how Bob gets answers to questions that he didn't ask. You see? Bob gets answers and puts it together from stuff that he didn't ask. Now that applies to Bob, but if Bob's mind had to wrap around that, it'd be lost. And he'll forget the time he hears it one more time. It'll be gone, and then he can ask an expression new every time. Because he is the poster child for never mind. But you see, he'll still get personal information about himself to himself, for himself, and himself, and so from everyone else around it. Oh, yeah! So-and-so-and-so-and-so-and-so-and-so. That was that so-and-so-and-so. Paul Shockley. Ridiculous little snot. Yeah. You see? That's how he's able to do it without having to engage. Now, he will engage, but it gets boring and glib, and he asks the wrong things, and he doesn't know what's up, and he doesn't know how to get to it, and rah-de-rah-de-rah-de-rah. It's an S. When you're pushing it to yourself. Okay.
It's a mess when you're pushing it to yourself. When I push it to myself or when someone else pushes what I say to themselves?
No, when you're trying to figure out yourself, who you are and where you're from and what you do and how you do and all that kind of stuff, but someone else on the outside can apply it to you and you get all the input. You get the input. You get it.
Yeah, you never told me where he's from. Now he found out. I get Bert to ask
you.
Thanks a lot, Bert. Checked the mail. I didn't know.
Well, you did ask. You did ask. And
yeah, I asked. And no help from you. I gave up asking.
Stop. No, you did not. We asked where you come from, and Carolyn asked the big deal because after we got her Wonder Twins thing straightened out, that's where Bob came from, and he said, you come from underneath a collared leaf. Don't you remember that you come from under a collared leaf?
No, I don't remember that. Where'd that come from?
It's recorded. Like, you know, people was born.
When did this happen? The Wonder Twin thing got solved a couple of weeks ago? Is that what you're saying? A couple weeks ago this happened?
No. This is a long, long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Back when he was born in the cabbage patch. Well, you were born under a collared leaf.
A cabbage patch doll. A cabbage patch doll. Mm-hmm. Well, very good, Bert. Thanks. What's going on up at Alpha Centauri? Check that out.
Ion, but it says that Alpha Centauri is a closed star system. It's the closest planet. Okay. But it's not a solar system, but it's a triple star system.
It is?
It's not a triple star system? It is.
It is?
It is. And Bob emanated from there. I mean, Bob, like, teleported to this to Earth. Let me put it that way. We'll start there. I mean, did he teleport? How did he get here?
Is he in Earth?
Okay, see, there's
did I get
there's
here first? I didn't get here.
Well, he got here, but is here Earth?
Yeah.
That explains
I can't validate that.
That's 99%.
Okay, wow. I thought that when I heard that prophecy, because Bob, 30, 40 years ago, got on the radio and started talking stuff, and it all fucking came true. Nobody, I know of no one I've read or heard about has done what he's done. No one. So
I didn't even bring up the topic, Bert. I wasn't even thinking about Trump. Mike brings it up, and instantly I'm an expert on Trump, and I say, he's anybody. I hardly knew anything about him. It's almost like I am determined to say someone is an Annie Bob tonight on this show. I planned on the subway going down to the station. So then I waited and watched, and all of a sudden Michael brought up some guy. Okay, I'll claim he's the Annie Bob. And note, I said, not right now, later, when we're into the deeper solar government, which is exactly what Trump is. He's a solar government guy bamboozling the world government guys. You know, it's so precise what I said. You should be impressed. Everybody should be impressed with that prediction.
That's why I asked, Bob. That's why I asked. Because Trump's with the solar government. You used to be with the solar government. I said, Bob cannot be from the solar system to be with all he's done. I mean, you know, so long ago, talking stuff what most people would think would be off the wall. And here we are, piff-paff.
Living in Bob's hologrammy.
We're living in your hologrammy. I mean, that's
tremendous. I think I'm the greatest artist alive today, the greatest scientist. No, there's no question. Unfortunately, not many people know about it. That's good. It gives me slack.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Of course, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it.
I'm not even here.
There should be a lot of people. There should be a lot of people here climbing to talk to Bob or to Indasia, but they just don't make it. Anyway, thank you for that, Ion.